Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Every episode, you guys don't get to see it, but I get to see Molly get her little lips all
lips
together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So lovely.
Yeah.
You get to see me pretty up for you.
Yeah, you look good listeners today. I don't know what
Thank
it is.
You
look fresh or something. It's the shirt.
Yes. So I have another fresh Amsterdam shirt.
Yeah, that's nice. Look at that. She's giving us a show. My shows
for everybody
are a little
out
different
there that's wondering if I've got a rack.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What? Right.
Real quick, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Or you can leave us a message, call or text at 402-915-0962. And I'll just throw out our sponsor, Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab.
Love those guys.
Delish. That's a shirt Molly's
so
wearing.
Good.
But yeah, so they do doner kebabs and they also do falafels and other things right there. And I encourage you to go on their website at eatafkdundee.com and kind of see what they have. Last time I was there, which was a couple days ago, I had the doner kebab and I recommend mm-hmm. that with the spice. Somehow that stuff, they're able to put all those things together to make them
yeah.
taste so damn good. I'm like, wow.
So they've got like fresh salads. They make yeah. all this stuff fresh every day. So they've got all like this like fresh salad that they kind of put on. It's almost like a slaw and mm-hmm. it's like so good on the sandwich. And then they have a panini press. So like they press the bread's toasted. Everything about it is so stinking good. I can't wait to come to town. In like 1 week, T-minus, I will be there, and I will absolutely, like my first day there, will be swinging by
yeah,
Amsterdam.
Absolutely. And I will say this, all right, the menu is perfect size. I went out to lunch yesterday.
Okay.
Or better yet, it was dinner. Sometimes when you get something on a menu, you reflect back after you're done and go, I'll never get that again. I want to get what that
yeah.
person got over there. You're not going to, that's not going to happen at Falafel.
No.
Not Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. That's not
if
gonna
anything,
happen
like
there.
You're going to just want to yeah. be like, everybody get something different so we can all like sample. It's
yeah.
like you're going to have like girl dinner.
Yes, you are.
Because that's
how
it is when ladies go out. They're like, I'll get this,
mm-hmm.
you get that, and we can like have something together.
All right. So here's the deal, especially if you're listening, you're new into town and you're, you know, kind of sitting back waiting for the next games to start the CWS. You can call them at 402-504-3223 and make an order, pick it up, and you can also go online again at eatafkdundee.com. There you go. CWS, first day of summer, and it feels
Here's the thing. I've got yeah. a summer gripe, and I mean, it's perfect because it's the first day.
Yeah, first day
Already
of summer.
A complaint.
Uh-huh.
I got out of the shower, and I forgot what it feels like to be freshly clean and also sweaty at the same time. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
When you get out of the shower in summertime and you're like, wait, I just got clean and you already like feel swampy. Like,
yeah.
and you haven't even dried off yet. I am so annoyed. I think part of it is
I would like
having
to add
hair.
Something. I think I'd like to add that don't ever describe yourself. It's not very sexy as a female to describe yourself as swampy. Okay, that's a dude thing.
Oh, I didn't realize that you guys had gender normative. I mean, what? Like what you like all of a sudden, like their gender lines, like
there is.
So guys can't be moist. That's
well,
like
yeah,
a
we can be
word.
Moist. Yeah, but you don't want to call yourself moist because that just says that's a different
no,
definition.
That's why I was using swampy.
Swampy is it? Guys get that what you call swamp ass. You know, so,
so
let's
weird.
Think if somebody else has another way of describing what Molly's talking about, drop us a message, all right? Because yes,
I don't know how
swampy
else to describe it because
swampy.
Like the thing is that you get sweaty, and I have yeah. like a head of hair, and so it's always around your neck. Where it's like your hair is wet,
mm-hmm.
but it's like not getting air circulation. So it's like all like, ugh.
Anyway, yeah.
It's like day one of summer. I'm already like, a rump.
Yeah. Yeah. You never said anything about my new friend over here, over my corner.
I saw it. Yep. I did. How did you go? Like, did you go to a store to have that printed? Okay.
No.
So for people who are listening and not watching,
you need to be watching.
He went ahead and got Chris. From Family Guy and his little face friend.
Yeah, he's like staring out of the weeds over there watching us. So he's our new friend.
Creeping on us.
Yeah. I didn't know if your face friend Priscilla was still going to be around. It is Priscilla, right? Is that what it is?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we can thank Cam for that. It's still there. On its way out. Whatever. I mean, bags are packed. Mm-hmm. Just waiting for the Uber to show up. I mean,
it's like
it is
two men
close.
In a truck.
Exactly. It's like, okay, well, how many minutes out is it? They're like, oh my God, he just took a wrong turn. It's going to be 10 more minutes. You're like, I want to jump out a window.
Well, I have a friend that reached out. I went to high school with him. It's Lionel, my buddy Lionel. He's in Florida. Okay. And he listens to every single podcast. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
But he had sent something to help you. Can you hit V1 Priscilla for me, Cam, please?
Feed me! Now grab my bacon grease and slather me up some homies!
Can you pause that real quick? Or at least play it back again?
Cat lady?
I was just going to say that.
I was like, why does it say anything? What does cat lady have anything to do with acne?
I know. Hit that again and then pause it.
Feed me! There you go.
This is for the cat lady's friend.
Slather me up some homies!
Sent you this text. It says, Lionel, this is for the Kelly. Lionel, you monster.
No, he just probably couldn't. Well, the thing is, on our text exchange, I was like, I'll send that over. And then I said, I said, that should take care of Princess. And then he texted the next word, Priscilla, with question marks.
Yes.
And then I'm like, all right, so you know the name of the, you know the
name
of the face friend.
But he doesn't know the name of your co-host. He doesn't know the name of your podcast partner. He's like, I don't know, cat lady? Whatever.
Feed me.
This is what happens when you don't have proper branding. Nobody knows your name.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so also, all right, so this is all coming from emails here. With that reflexology that I talked about, I went and got that foot, which is a game changer for me.
We got to do that while I'm in town.
And we are going to do that. These guys should be sponsoring the show, as much response that we've gotten from it, because I never mentioned the name. Because I didn't want to give them free love. I mean, I'll give people free love all the time, but I mean, you're already doing well, I think. But anyway, they're called Joy Foot Spa. Okay.
Joy.
Yeah, and the weirdest thing, it's weird where they're located at. They're on the second floor of the Westroads Mall.
Okay.
Next to Von Maur.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it's right there. And so we were there when Wylene was looking for some dresses or shoes or something for Oliver's wedding. And we kept walking by that. I'm like, oh, that would be great. You know, I've always heard about it. And it is strange because as you're getting
it
done.
Isn't there a teddy bear place right across the way?
No, that's probably below or something. Yeah.
Okay. I remember that.
There's really not much over there as for stores, I don't think.
No.
By the Von Maur. But again, it's on the second level. And it is bizarre because when you sit there, it's not like everything's open. I mean, the doors are wide open, right? The glass, you can see right through it. And people are just walking by shopping and you're getting worked on.
You're getting your work on your feet.
Yeah.
I'm not, I there's no shame in my game.
Oh, it's great.
I don't care. I'll be teleported to a happy place. Somebody rubbing on my feet.
Oh, yeah. So again, it's Joy Foot Spa. Got a lot of messages wanting to know what the name of it is. There you go. So again, if you want to reach out and send any, and another one right here, Sean, I wanted to know when the last time you cleaned your belly button.
Me? I don't need to clean my belly button. It's not that deep.
I think us, not just you. She's asking the direct question.
I think that was a you question.
No, it's not. She says, when was the last time you cleaned your belly button? I think it's been 20 years for me. And do you wash the bottom of your feet?
I do.
You do wash the bottom of your feet?
Yeah, they get dirty.
Oh,
plus,
okay.
It feels nice.
I don't.
I've got a loofah. And so like if you do the bottom of your feet, it kind of like it's sort of like, ooh, I mean, it's I just showered this morning. I washed the bottom of my feet.
You scrub the bottom of your feet. OK,
yeah,
I had
it feels
no idea.
Good.
I don't
it feels
do that.
Great.
I don't do that. I just let the water do it, I guess.
No, you got to scrub the bottom of your feet. Think about all the gross, like your shoes and socks and everything like that. Dude, do your feet a favor.
Okay.
These are people who have to touch your feet a favor.
I know.
I held up. I showed amazing restraint yesterday. I was at a salon, and I did not get a pedicure. I'm waiting till I get to Omaha because I want to do a pedicure with my sister. It's like kind of our thing. Like we do stuff together. I could have gotten one yesterday and it would have been like just a Molly spa day. Like okay. I could have just, but I didn't.
All right. This is what we're going to do. This is what I want to do. You want also the red light thing, right?
Yes.
All right. So this is what I want to do. Molly's going to be in town. We have a live broadcast podcast coming up on July 12th, but you'll be in town next week.
Yes.
So anyone listening that can give Molly the red light, pedicure, and a manicure at no cost, we'll give you some love right here. Get a hold of us, bpscrasher@gmail.com, or text us. It's 915-0962. No, it's like, hey. So if there's a place that wants to take care of Molly's claws, give us a call and let us know.
They're clean.
They're clean.
Unlike some people's feet.
Hey.
What? You wash the bottom of your feet? It's part of your body. Like,
I want to go with, though. I want to be a part of it, too, because okay. I don't need the red light, but I'll definitely be a part of it.
It'd be fun to sit next to you and have a pedicure. You realize that part of getting a pedicure is drinking, right?
I never do. I never have done that.
What's the point? I mean, that's half the fun. There's
out
a wine store right next to the place that I go to.
Do you sneak it in then? Is that what the deal? You sneak
it
in? No,
it's part of it.
Oh,
like
okay.
Some places
right.
serve it. Mm. No, it's part of it. Like they'll have wine glasses and they'll bring them over. Like, and you hand them the bottle and they'll keep it chilled for you and then keep it full for you and everything like that. Oh yeah. I mean, you bring in your own bottle.
I don't go to places like that. I didn't know this. Okay.
So there's a place on Pacific that we go to, and there's a wine store right next door. And that's genius because everybody that goes to get their nails done are stopping at the wine store first.
And then going in there.
And coming over. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Now, I've taken booze in before, but I've like hit it in a cup.
No, you can drink.
That's not all of them. I mean, some of them, I'm sure they frown on that, you know, because I don't see alcohol anywhere. And all of a sudden, you know, we're going to be sipping on a beer.
Well, think about all the, for example, a lot of times, you know, when you go into these places, a bachelorette party's getting everything done or a wedding party. And
I'm just saying that's not all of them. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying that's not every single place that does nails and all that stuff offers alcohol. Is all I'm saying. So is that what we're looking for? Is a place? All right. So
no, nobody serves alcohol. You bring it in.
All right. So that's what we're looking for. Is a place that we can bring our booze in for free.
Yeah, exactly.
I drink tequila.
They charge
a
porkage
fee. What is that going to look
tequila.
Like?
Whatever. I don't think that they're that big of. They're already judging you on your feet. They're not going to be judging you on your drinking.
Yeah. All right. So again, if you're a place out there, or if you know of a place, there's someone that owns one, have them get a hold of us so we can make Molly look spectacular before the event. Me too, though. Because I need a pedicure and a manicure myself.
Have you ever had a pedicure?
I get them all the time.
Pedicures? Yeah, I thought you got manicures.
No, I do both. That's Wylene and I's thing.
It's nice.
It is. I love them. So that's always been our thing. Is Wylene and I go get manicure pedicures, but since the employment has changed,
yes,
we have cut down. And poor sweet Wylene, because she'll go, do you want to go get it done? And I'm just like, well, it's not. You know, I don't want to spend the money on that. I mean, why don't you go and then I'll just do my own here, which is terrible because that just involves teeth.
Because apparently on your feet?
On my feet? You think I could have reflexes like that?
That's
what
I was like, what kind of reflexology are you? You're like, I'm chewing on my feet. Then you really should be washing the bottom of it. If you've got it in your mouth.
Anyway, I always get pedicures. I love them. They feel good. They massage you. I mean, I encourage every single dude out there to get it. I don't know why you have to be Iron Man. Cam, do you get your feet done? No, he doesn't. Okay. Cam's coming
surprised.
With. Cam's coming with.
I don't think Peter's ever had anybody touch his feet.
Really? Has he? Have you asked him if he wants to give it a shot? Because it's great. Like you said, it's not just great for women. It's great for humans. You know?
Yes, if you have feet, it feels nice.
It's awesome.
I get it. Yeah, we all have feet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so Pete, you don't know if he ever has. I mean, never. Unless you encourage, I'm sure.
I guarantee you, without even hesitation, he has never had a manicure or a pedicure. Period. Full stop.
Okay, so he just clips them himself, obviously. Yes. Okay,
and he gets really annoyed when I move the clippers.
Okay.
I'm really bad about putting things back. Uh-huh. Just ask him, like, if I borrow a tool. He's like, where's the hammer? I'm like, sure, I put that back.
Yeah.
Are that's you saying a, I didn't put something thing. Back? That seems weird. Like, I'll leave, like, I'll sweep a room. And uh-huh. he'll come in and be like, well, obviously you swept in here because there is the broom.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? Does the broom go away?
So when he
I'm sorry.
When he clips his nails, how does... Yeah. Because my father used to clip them and just leave them on the, like, in a pile.
No.
That's a guy thing.
He does not. He no, doesn't it's do that. Not a guy thing. He doesn't do that. He's a clean kept man.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying that sounds some people
do. He does stuff like wash the bottom of his feet.
Does he?
Cleans up after Are you he sure? shaves.
Are you sure?
Are you kidding me? Yes.
He washes the bottom of his feet.
Why wouldn't he?
Oh, no, Molly.
Because you don't. And so therefore his unheard of. Cam agreed that he washes Cam the bottom does of his too. Feet.
Okay. All right. I'll so start washing my feet.
So two out of three humans on hey, this show.
I have a loofah in that shower that has never been used.
Great.
I have never used it. So
well, maybe check that's... with Wylene. She might be using it.
No, she left it in there for me. She uses the other bathroom to shower.
Wow, what a hint.
Yeah.
You haven't picked up on that yet?
Not till today.
She's like, I've left that loofah in there. Have you used it? And I don't think that was like a Molly, like, I left it in there because I forgot to put it away. I think that's a hint to you.
Okay.
That you could be a little bit better at cleaning yourself.
Yeah, okay, because I was kind of, I've never used it on myself. I've used it on the, like, the shower walls. I just, you know,
That's
but I don't use it on myself.
Oh,
now I know.
Now Honey, is I this know. A scrubber? She's like, for your body. Yeah. It's a body scrubber.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. How'd we get here? Oh, yeah. Belly button. So you don't have to do your belly button thing at all. You don't have, you don't look or clean it or anything like that. It's already.
I mean, I scrub my belly. I mean, and I just assume like I don't go.
Do you have an innie or an outie? I've never seen it. So it's inside. Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is.
I know. I'm just clarifying. Okay. So how deep is it?
It's inside your body.
How deep is it?
It's not deep.
Okay. Then you're fine. Mine's deep. Yeah. Mine's like not super deep, but it's probably
up to a knuckle.
Half an inch. Knuckle.
How many knuckles goes out? How many knuckles? That's how you check.
Up to my knuckles.
So we're like knuckle deep.
Yeah. So you've never. Okay. All right. I don't
I have done that before. No. I mean, I have like cleaned out before.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
It's like, but you use like a Q-tip or something like that. I'm not digging in with my finger.
See, I've done it with my fingernail. And here's the problem. If you get in there.
And you scratch. That's why you use a Q-tip.
Yeah. That's why you use a Q-tip. I'm doing it right now as we're speaking.
Or a loofah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't finger yourself over doing the show.
Right now, people, I'm fingering myself. And I found something. Oh my God. It's a class ring.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. I love this conversation from Shauna.
I'm actually turning red.
You're having to watch the joy. The thing about the thing, this is the thing about what I'm learning right now about the inside of your belly button. It is kind of a, it's like a button. It kind of feels good.
Why are we?
I don't know.
No.
No idea.
I don't think we need to explore your button. With all of us listening.
Yeah, we need to clean up.
You know what? I think that's something that you do when you're in the shower, when you're using your loofah as a body thing and not a shower cleaner.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and clean out that?
I didn't want to show you what I just pulled out of my. Do you want me to show you?
Please don't. No, I really, really
don't. I'll send
it
to you.
Really,
what's in the box?
What's in the box?
Shauna. I mean, this is Shauna. She says 20 years. So, okay, Shauna. Thanks for that lovely. That lovely, lovely email. All right, yeah. So we have a live show coming up.
Yes.
It's at Herd Up Sports Bar. Just want to remind everybody, get your tickets, all right? You can get it through Eventbrite. It's a Saturday. Doors open up at 6:30. Jocelyn DeBonis is going to be that. I love that last name for some reason. I thought it was sexual. DeBonis. I had to look it up and go, Jocelyn, is that your real last name? Because I love it. Anyway, she's going to be doing some comedy before then we'll jump on. And the tickets include a free drink, happy hour. Mm-hmm. Drinks is well.
First round's on us.
First round is on us. So if you need any information on it, you can reach out to us again. But yeah, get your tickets. Do a little, have a fun little ladies' night or whatever the case is.
Well, that's what I was kind of saying. Like, I mean, you could get a crew together. You could do a ladies' night. You could do a couples night. I mean, it's, I even put on my socials. I was like, you can even come by yourself and maybe like meet a friend. Ooh. I mean,
We should do that. We should do a singles night.
Oh.
Ooh, they don't want that.
No.
A singles night with me on a mic. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Plus me, I'm like everybody's like married aunt. I'm like, I know somebody for you.
We should do
that. I was just on vacation over the weekend. And seriously, I was like, there's a single guy in our family. And I was like, who can I get?
Oh, there is a single guy in your family. Mm-hmm.
There's a single guy in my family. And so I was discussing.
Are you a matchmaker like that? I didn't know that.
I love finding like a good.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I think there are some people where you're just like, it's scary to get out there. And I never thought that I would be, that person, but I have aged into being the person where I'm like, who could we put you with?
Is it a girl or a guy?
A single guy in our family.
A single guy in your family. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna
I would probably who. Less do it with a girl. It's boys that are easier to do because guys are just like, so like, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll
or girls are a little bit better about getting out there and like figuring out for themselves, like doing that kind of stuff where I think guys get trapped in that, you know, that there's the dating apps and they're kind of spooky because it like gets to, you know, it's just like it can be just hookup land. Like if you really are looking for.
That's all those apps are for men. Exactly. I'm sorry. They are. I mean, you instantly when you're instantly sending a D pic out and you haven't
even had it.
Yeah. It's just like you're ruining it for these ladies. I've talked to a lot of women that are so grossed out and like want to give up on those apps. And I get it. I've never sent one in my whole life. Mainly because I was always afraid that that would get out somewhere, you know?
Everyone's like, really?
It's so cute.
So cute.
It's got a little hat on it.
All right.
Okay. A smiley face. So, yeah.
No, but anyway, I think it can be really, it can be really difficult to like find connections when, you know, a lot of times when people are on those apps, they're just looking for something fun and quick.
I agree. Tinder? When Tinder came out, I had friends that, I mean, not everybody was using it, but I had friends that used it for travel. So whenever they would travel, they would look somebody up in wherever they're at and just have a one night stand or whatever, and then head back. Oh God, Molly, it was even happening here. It was getting weird because movie.
So is Tinder
Gray,
like a hookup app then, more so than the other ones?
I don't know what they are. I've never used any of them. I played around with Tinder at one given time, but I didn't do anything. I was just like, I don't know what, I don't know. I don't even know how to hit on women like that.
Want to see my belly button? I can go in one knuckle. She's like, oh my God, I think I found the one. He didn't send me a D pic. He sent me a B pic. Belly button. You're like, look at this. I got a belly button. She's like, damn. You got to lock that down.
Lock it down. But anyway, back to the live event, right? We want you all to be there. But I think I do have a signature drink. Lisa sent me a video. Go ahead and hit that V2 cam called Drinky, if you could, please.
Wow. Hot dog vodka. Oh, my God. I'm going to be sick in my mouth.
So it's called a weenie teeny. So basically,
you would have a weenie teeny. This is for the
people. Be nice.
Teeny weenie.
Teeny weenie. It's a weenie teeny. But so basically, it's a hot dog infused vodka.
Sounds disgusting. I can't wait to not try it. Okay. Ooh. Pass. Right.
So you're going
to
pass
on
that one.
How to keep Molly sober at an event. The only thing to drink is hot dog vodka. I'd be like, well, I guess I'm the designated driver tonight. All y'all can get as screwed up as you want because I'm not.
Drinking a hot dog.
You're like, Molly's never been
the
designated driver. You're like, tonight I am.
I hear you. All right, so CWS finals is, you know, is going on, and it's LSU, and we need to get a pick from you. So it's kind of by our
Tigers
ball with Molly. So it's a chick
sports
pick. Balls. So you're going Tigers versus the Coastal Carolina champ. I can never pronounce their logo or their mascot.
Chanticleer.
They have not lost, by the way. They've not lost a game since mid-April.
I mean, I just love, crazy is that? I love LSU. Like, I just have a sweet spot for LSU. So it's kind of one of those things where, I mean.
Did you see that Arkansas game? That was a crazy game. That was such a good game. It went right to the end. I thought for sure that Arkansas was going to push it to the next one, you know, but now they screwed up, you know. And I actually
here's
have
a town. There's not been sports on our television for days.
I actually got a leak call from the Arkansas Razorbacks locker room after the game. Check this out.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, listen. We f***ed up.
Whoa.
I'm kidding, Molly. It's not real.
I know it's not real. I just didn't expect an F-bomb coming in so hot.
Cam will beep it. Yeah. don't worry.
Cam.
Yeah, don't forget Cam, because we walked down that road before.
Oh my God.
My
nephew's learning all sorts of new words.
So was a lot of other people. We played one of those inspiration ones, and I found one that was going to be, I mean, it was bad.
It was a lot of F-bombs.
Like, beep, beep, beep. Well, someone forgot to beep them all out. That went everywhere. I'm like, I'm getting messages like crazy. Like, you had nephews in the car listening. We're like, we can't do that. Yeah, so anyway.
Baby Kate. Out.
So, who's your pick? You're going Tigers.
I got to.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
I mean,
I'll put money on it. I'm going to put money on it.
Okay.
And then we're going to see what it goes from there.
Don't blame me if it doesn't work out.
This is uneducated. This is an uneducated bet.
You're like, I'm putting 2 cents on this.
No, I'll put $100 on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love how you won't go get a pedicure.
Don't say that so loud. Wylene might hear you.
You won't go get a pedicure. You're like, Wylene, we got to save money. But you're a degenerate gambler based on me going like, I like Tigers. You're like,
yes.
$100.
Hey, you better
prioritize.
Better win is all I'm saying.
Okay. You're like, daddy needs his TK.
That's my tequila money right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where we're going next. Got anything else? Is there anything latest?
Well, no, the one thing that I want to talk about real quick is 28 years later.
Oh, is that out
now? That movie comes out. Oh, my
Okay,
I'm
so
going
explain,
by myself.
Say so which one? There are 28 days.
There was 28 movie. Days, 28 yeah. weeks, 28 days later, 28 weeks later, and now 28 years later.
Oh, that's going to be
here's
crazy.
Here's the deal. The first one was directed by Danny Boyle and written by Alex Garland, a.k.a. my boyfriend.
Okay.
And the second one was not. And then now the original OG director and scriptwriter are back. And oh, my God. I cannot wait. Like, I sent a text to my cousin, who's like my movie partner.
Yeah.
And she's out of town. And then I'm going out of town. And I was like, don't be mad, but I'm going without you.
Okay.
Like, I cannot wait a month to see this. I am going opening
day.
I
have no one to go with. Not because I don't have friends.
Alone.
Because, that's what I'll end up doing. I like going alone. But the sweet Wylene's, I can't drag her into there. The only way I can get her in is if I tell her it was something else. Like, it wasn't I could go, hey, Wylene, this movie's about a couple who broke up. Unfortunately, something happened. But anyway, somehow 28 years later, they reunite together in the most weirdest fashion.
That is the meanest thing to do to someone. And then she gets in there and she's like, there aren't even lovers in this. There's not even a boyfriend and a girlfriend. It's just a bunch of rage monsters trying to eat people's faces.
The one thing that just sticks in my head the whole time, I don't know which version it is, which movie it is. It's when they're in that house. And
that's the second one. That's 28 weeks later, and the husband leaves the wife.
Oh, he leaves her, and you see her in the window, and he's running for his life. Mm-hmm. And you see her getting taken by these zombies. That has always stuck in my head. You know,
that's something you would do.
No, because I've always imagined.
I'm just glad that somebody else did it first. I don't have to feel so bad.
Yeah, I don't have to feel bad. But that's what I always said to Wyleen. It's like, you know, if something ever happens, we're camping or whatever the case is in Colorado, and a bear jumps on me or whatever, make sure you just run. And
she's
and
like, okay.
Don't come back. Don't ignore the screams.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Ignore the tears.
Yep.
Ignore the things like saying, these ain't my face.
She's like, I'm already in the car halfway down the mountain.
All right. So you're going to that, huh? I'm going to have to go there too. Okay.
I'm so excited. I have my whole,
day.
Plan mapped out. Yeah.
Big day. Okay.
I go to this movie theater and they have microbrews there. I'm going to get myself a really yummy beer and I'm going to go into that theater and just immerse myself in terror. I can't wait.
Yeah. We used to go to movies together.
We did. We would go to scary movies together.
Yeah.
I'm almost wondering if we went to 28 weeks together.
Probably.
I mean, seriously, like I'm wondering if we went to that together. That's how long it's been, but I'm very excited.
I need to go.
And it's also the 50th anniversary of Jaws this summer.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
50 right. years.
Is Jaws back in the theater for this then? Or they
I guarantee
think
you
that
they'll
head?
Have like special something or another. It'd be cool to see it on the big screen. I mean, I never did. I've only ever seen it on TV.
Yeah. 50 years. Huh? Yeah. That was a long time ago. I'm not going to mm-hmm. say, I mean, we weren't even born then. Mm-hmm.
That's the narrative.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready for the fun factory?
Yes.
Okay.
Bring it.
I don't know. When we do the live show, do you want me to put together some fun factory stuff?
No, we're going to definitely do fun factory. I think we should also do motivation. I think that it'll be fun if we have an amalgamation of all the little things that we do.
Okay. Because our podcast, if you didn't know, our podcasts are Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. Mm-hmm. They're out. And, you know, they kick them out to you at midnight. So make sure you have them for your drive home and your drive, to work or whatever the case is. Or you can eat lunch and listen to us and giggle all the way. Giggle, giggle, giggle. All right. So let me find what I'm looking for. Oh, my God. There it is right here. Are you ready?
Yes.
So basically, I got five videos for you that is I almost want to change Fun Factory and call it cringeworthy.
Oh, no, it's
on
still
some
fun.
Of these, you know. OK, mm-hmm. So basically, this is just my algorithm all alone. And I'm on the weirdest stuff.
Yeah,
right now. I mean, Molly and I spoke earlier before the podcast, and I was telling her about some of the weird stuff that I'm into now about cheap couples, and it is so weird, so bizarre. But anyway, all right, so here's the first one. Basically, men are just different, so go ahead and hit F1 soap for me, Cam.
You know what's awesome is that my husband uses the same bar of soap to wash his ass and his face, sometimes in that order, and his skin... flawless. Meanwhile, I have a daily 10 to 15 minute skincare routine, and I break out way more than he does. What's up with that?
It's true.
Love to know, but also, ugh, butt first?
Is that what she said, butt first?
Yeah, she's like, sometimes in that order, butt and then face.
Okay.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Oh, gosh.
People are so weird.
I don't even think I could tell you that. We're learning a lot about my hygiene in the shower now.
No, you wash your butt and then your face.
No, I use two different things. I have a bar of soap, Irish Spring. Mm-hmm. I love Irish Spring for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then I have body wash or something that I do my head and in my behind my ears. Do you do behind your ears, Molly? Because my mom taught me all the time, wash behind your ears.
Yeah, I shampoo my hair. My hands are right there.
Right. Okay. I do not wash
and the bottom of my feet.
Yeah, and the bottom of your feet, which I'm going to do today. Mm. All right. This is a little lip reading from Travis and Taylor Swift were at that hockey game. Yeah, so here's some lip reading here. Go ahead, hit hip two.
Why do you always say that I need a haircut every day?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Oh, meow.
Cool cat.
Do you think you'd still date me if I was a dog?
Yeah, if you were Pomeranian.
So dumb.
AI used for stupid purposes. Somebody, it's so some algorithm.
Dumb. Yeah. All right, so F3, couples, how did she win your heart?
Huh. Sir, how did she win your heart?
She's a certified throat goat. The woman has absolutely no gag reflex.
Throat goat. Wow. Grandma. That is TMI, baby, all day long. For fun, can you hit that one more time, Cam, please? No. That's F3.
Sir, how did she win your heart?
She's a certified throat goat. The woman has absolutely no gag reflex.
Okay.
He's like, but I do have an attorney on speed dial.
Hey, maybe that's a shirt. We're doing merch right now. Maybe we can put throat goat. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Certified throat goat. Wearing one? No. How dare you? You leave the sweet Wylene's name out of your mouth. All right, so we got, what's your work policy? For me, Cam, please.
Yesterday at work, my coworker asked our manager something that I consider to be essential knowledge on the job. She asked, do we get to leave early if we get ourselves? Our manager said yes, but only if it's an accident. If we do it on purpose, we have to stay. So I encourage you all to ask your manager what their policy is on leaving early if you shit yourself.
I'm more intrigued by the freaking ears that she's wearing.
They're like, you have to go home and change out of those.
Did you see those ears?
Yes.
What are those? Those are cat ears.
Lace cat ears?
Cat ears. Yeah.
Before you have a chance to ask, no, I do not own a pair.
Okay. But I need to ask because since we don't have any, you know, we're self-employed now. What is the policy of pooping ourselves?
If we had a policy, you'd never be at work.
Oh, you're right about that. All right. And then finally, all right, some inspiration to kick off your weekend with that five here. Okay.
Did you know that if you wake up at 5 a.m. every day, exercise for just 30 minutes, get some sunlight, eat healthier, go to work, and keep the house perfectly clean, that you're still gonna die one day? Follow for more inspirational content.
I like your way of thinking. Why bother? Why put that broom or hammer away? When next time Peter asks me, I'll be like, we're just gonna die anyway.
Yeah,
you'd be like, but please put the stuff away when you're done using it. I don't know if that's gonna matter at the end of the time that I have left on this planet.
Is it. I don't think I have anything else to rant about. I'm sure I do, but not right now. I'll save it for for Monday. We got no dumb questions on Monday. Also, it's motivational Monday too. As well. All right. That's a wrap, right? You done?
I am done. I'm ready to go see that movie.
Okay. You enjoy your time.
I'm so excited to go to a movie by myself.
What do you like, get popcorn and all that stuff? I have
to. No, I'm not an eater. I'm not a popcorn eater. I mean, like if somebody has it, I'll have some, but I'm not like that crazy. I'm more excited about the fact that I get a Daisy Cutter beer and get to watch this movie and just kick back and just forget the world for like 2 hours. Even though it's a terrifying movie, it's less terrifying than life.
You want to know a fun fact about me that I do not know if you know, we've been working together for what, 20 years?
Yeah.
I, for some reason, cannot drink alcohol at a movie theater.
Really?
I cannot do it. I don't know why.
Well, some people
isn't that weird?
Well, probably because once you start, you want to keep going.
Well, there's that. I mean, I have no discipline on that. That's
For me, like, I can have one beer and then be like, okay. Like, and be fine. Well, no, but I'm saying some people feel like.
This is what it is. I have to have popcorn, right? Mm-hmm. No butter on it. No nothing. Just popcorn. And I have to have a Diet Coke or a big glass of water, whatever goes at the moment. I don't know why that is. Isn't that strange?
No, I think everybody's got their thing.
I can't drink
a
beer. I can't drink alcohol. You know
me. I never drink beer. Like, mm-hmm. I really, like, seriously, like, beer could sit in my fridge for forever.
What is that beer that you said? It's
called Daisy Cutter.
Daisy Cutter.
Comes in this big can.
Okay.
And it's by this brewery called Half Acre. And I love their stuff. And so they come out with this thing. It's called Daisy Cutter. And it's almost like a 16-ounce. It's the bigger can.
Okay.
And it's got a daisy on it. It's really cute. That's my go-to when I go see a movie. I'll get a Daisy Cutter and just sip on that while I see it. Because, you know, you think about it. Like, when you watch a movie at home, you pour yourself a glass. And so I love the fact that this movie theater that I go to has a bar. Like, yeah. And they even have a cocktail lounge next door to it.
Okay, so
it's
like
an Alamo. You can start a bottle of wine there, and they'll cork it for you, and you can take the bottle of wine into the movie, which I've done with girlfriends, not myself, like walking in with a bottle of wine.
So we've learned today that you like to get manicures and pedicures with a bottle of wine, and then you like to go hit the movie theater with a bottle of wine. Why not, right? Why not?
I mean, again, we're all going to die. Right? Doesn't matter if you put that hammer away or you vacuum or you get up and work out.
Hit that one more time. The F5 for me, Cam, real quick. Hit that one more time. We'll leave on this one. If it plays. There we go.
Did you know that if you wake up at 5 a.m. every day, exercise for just 30 minutes, get some sunlight, eat healthier, go to work, and keep the house perfectly clean, that you're still gonna die one day? Follow for more inspirational content.
I so need to follow that person. That's funny.
I walk to the movie theater. Yeah. I have a little sip. I walk home. It's a perfect day.
It is a perfect thing.
And exercise.
All right. So if you miss any of these videos, then you can go to Herd At One and watch it. A lot of people listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and then they jump on over to watch us as well. It's a completely different experience watching it on Herd At One. So make sure you subscribe to that. And also do us a favor. Tell everybody about the Big Party Show. A lot of people don't know where we're at. I'm not saying a lot, but there are people that don't know. They're not familiar with podcasts. So if someone says, hey, I don't know and I'm too old for podcasts or whatever.
No.
Show them. And I guarantee it's life changer. It's so stinking easy. But anywhere you get a podcast, just do us a favor and rate and follow and review and subscribe and all that jazz so we can keep this going, because this is what we definitely want to. We're gone at one time. We're not gone anymore, basically. So we got to work together to keep this thing going. But we're out of here. We'll see you on Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.